On the next page is a better example of this. People who don't have the law, who don't have access to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, who don't know about the restored gospel, and don't know the demands that God has placed upon them, who've never had the Mormon missionaries come give them the discussions. These people do not need baptism any more than little children do. And we'll see that right here. We're looking at the book of Moroni, chapter 8, verse 11. And their little children need no repentance, neither baptism. Behold, baptism is unto repentance, to the fulfillment of the commandments, unto the remission of sin. But little children are alive in Christ, even from the foundation of the world. If not so, God is a partial God and also a changeable God, and is a respecter of persons. For how many little children have died without baptism? Wherefore, if little children could not be saved without baptism, these must have gone to an endless hell. Wherefore, I say unto you, that he that supposeth that little children need baptism is in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. For awful is the wickedness to suppose that God saveth one child because of baptism, and the other must perish because he hath no baptism. Verse 19, little children cannot repent, wherefore it is awful wickedness to deny the pure mercies of God unto them, for they are alive in him because of his mercy. And he that saith that little children need baptism denieth the mercies of Christ, and setteth at naught the atonement of him and the power of his redemption. Now, this is why the Mormons do not baptize children under the age of 8. They don't have any need of baptism. They can't really repent. They can't really be baptized. They don't need baptism. And if you think they do, then you are in gall of bitterness here, in the bonds of iniquity, if you think these children need to be baptized. Neither do the Mormons baptize for the dead children who die before the age of 8 years old for the very same reason. Is everybody clear? Children don't need baptism. Here's the problem. Verse 21. And behold, that all little children are alive in Christ, and also all they that are without the law. For the power of redemption cometh on all of them that have no law. Wherefore he that is not condemned, or he that is under no condemnation, cannot repent, and unto such baptism availeth nothing, but is a mockery before God, denying the mercies of Christ and the powers of the Holy Spirit, of his Holy Spirit, and putting trust, and this is ironic, putting trust in dead works. According to the Book of Mormon, people who don't have access to the law. Now, that's not just talking about the law of Moses. This is written 400 A.D., long after the law of Moses. This is talking about having access to Christian law, what the Mormons call the laws and ordinances of the gospel. If you don't have access to that, if you've never had the Mormon missionaries come and share with you, you don't need baptism or baptism for the dead. In fact, if somebody teaches that kind of person needs baptism, according to the Book of Mormon, it is a mockery before God. You're denying the mercies of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, of His Holy Spirit, and you're putting trust in dead works. I'll summarize it again with a quote from Timothy Oliver, who puts it in a very clear manner. He says this, This most glorious of all subjects belonging to the everlasting gospel, vicarious baptism for the dead, is not only nowhere found in the Book of Mormon, all need of it is denied and contradicted in the Book of Mormon. And such doctrine and practice stand condemned by Book of Mormon standards. The church corporately and those individual Mormons who perform baptism for the dead are guilty of rejecting the clear teachings of the Book of Mormon and are making a, quote, mockery before God, denying the mercies of Christ, the power of His Holy Spirit, and putting trust in dead works, end quote.